Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, May 24th. The grains closed sharply higher, with July corn up 14.5 cents, closing at 404.25. July beans up 8.25 cents, closing at 829.75. And July wheat up 19.25 cents, closing at 489.5. That's a new high close for the year in the corn. That's a new high close for the year in the wheat. The beans, while they were up 8 cents, certainly lagged behind the corn and the wheat. I guess guys are thinking that we're going to see a lot more bean acres. I'm not so sure of that. Again, if you're selling beans because you expect a $2 payment, there's no guarantee on that. And if you don't grow the beans, you're going to have a real problem. And if the rest of the country can't get them planted, you're going to have a real problem. So be very careful about selling the board on new crop beans because you think you've got $2 in your pocket. It could be fraught with all kinds of problems out there. But the corn and the wheat closed really strong here today. Funds, big buyers, trying to cover some of their shorts before the long weekend. It'll be interesting to see what the commitment of traders reports comes out with. I'm guessing funds are short about 125,000 to 150,000 contracts of corn. I'm guessing they're short maybe 30,000 or 40,000 contracts of wheat. Maybe 40,000 contracts of oil. I'd go with maybe 25, 30,000 contracts of beans. Maybe a little bit more. No, excuse me. On the beans, 135,000 contracts. 125 to 135 on the beans. So, you know, we've got plenty of buying here left in this market to push this thing higher. We've got 4 days to trade it next week. We make the contract highs at the end of the month generally. So I think that's certainly possible. We could see that. If we come in Monday night and there's been heavy rains, we're going to gap open higher. And I would imagine we'll close there unless there's some kind of presidential tweet. But, you know, long term, as long as it's raining, these grains are going higher. I don't see anything really here that's going to stop it. These were solid closes here. I hope you guys take advantage of selling some corn up here, lightening up the load, stuff you've got in the elevators, and some new crop. Don't get heavily committed on new crop. Right now, we're about 30% sold on new crop corn on our guaranteed bushels. So that's about 20% of the crop in total. So we still have plenty of corn left to sell out here. We've re-owned some of it with call options. Keep the upside open even on that 20%. But this thing looks awful good to me, and I believe we can certainly see some higher prices. Now, if we come in Monday night and the rains haven't been nearly as bad and there's no rain in the forecast, you know, we'll be 20 lower. But hopefully we don't see that and that prices move higher. Now, keep in mind the grains are closed Sunday night and Monday during the session. They reopen Monday night. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.